What up, world? This is Gold Mines with me, Kevin Hart. Guys, and on Gold Mines, we get inside the minds of amazing artists, journalists, entrepreneurs, and multi-hyphenates. Every week, guys, we get the stories, the authentic conversations, the gems that guided our guests through their path to success. Listen to Gold Mines every week on SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
We just had breaking news. Donald Trump has been voted to be indicted by a grand jury. Former first president to be indicted. What are your thoughts?
Well, Donald Trump announced on Truth Social that he's been indicated rather than indicted. But
of course. No spell check for the president.
He probably should have ChatGPT help him put together tweets, but I don't. You know, Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump has been a pathological liar and lawbreaker his whole life and has gotten away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a master of getting away with it, and finally he's facing the accountability he deserves. But
I know. I want to see that perp walk. I'm dying for that. That's the only thing I want to see.
But I will confess, of all the crimes that he's committed in his life, I never thought in my wildest dreams that he would be taken down by hush payments to a porn star. I mean, that's
right. True that.
So he's like the Al Capone of American politics.
Yeah, for real. Well put. Yeah. Now you're the first openly gay Afro-Latino congressman.
You're outing me publicly. Come on.
Oh, no. I would never do that. And you're part of the Hispanic caucus, the Black caucus, the Equity caucus. Don't you think all these caucuses should caucus together and create a ginormous caucus? How powerful would that caucus be?
Look, for us, diversity is not a source of division. It's a source of unity.
I mean, the
House Democratic Caucus is the most diverse legislative caucus in American history. 70% of the caucus consists of members of the LGBTQ community, women, people of color. Like, the House Democratic Caucus has more diversity and intersectionality than George Santos. So.
Speaking of George Santos. Yeah.
And by the way, George Santos and I were the only gay Latinos in the New York congressional delegation, so we're very close.
Does he pretend that he's somebody else when you try to talk to him?
You know, I avoid him.
Oh, you're the one that avoids. That's what I thought.
I have trouble keeping track of his lies, but, you know, he's pretended to be a gay, biracial, Ukrainian, Belgian, Brazilian, Jewish,
yes,
volleyball champion, Wall Street banker, whose mother died twice, including on 9/11, whose ancestors survived the Holocaust, whose employees died in the Pulse mass shooting. I mean, his life story is the greatest fiction in the history of congressional politics.
Oh, my God, it's so true. That's why I introduced Stopping Another Non-Truthful Office Seeker Act.
The Santos Act.
Yes. How long did it take you to come up with that acronym?
I was born with that acronym in my mind.
Oh, shit. What can I say to that?
I feel like my life is like a drama. I mean, January 6th was my third day on the job.
Wow, that's your third day.
Third day on the job. And so if someone had said to a younger version of myself, Richie, you're going to become a member of Congress during a global pandemic and witness an insurrection against the U.S. Capitol and then vote to impeach the host of The Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
And all of that would happen within the first 2 weeks. I would have said, that sounds like a movie written by George Santos.
So true, man. Well put, my brother. Now, you know, we had this terrible shooting this week. I wanted to ask you about gun reform. I mean, Republicans, they don't want to support background checks, or mental fund programs. I mean, what do we do about this? How do we deal with them?
Look, whenever there's a mass shooting, Republicans are quick to bring up mental illness.
Right.
Every society on earth has mental illness. We are the only wealthy country that has an epidemic of gun violence and mass shootings.
True that.
That is not... Like, let's be clear, it's not an inevitability. It's a public policy choice. Like, we as a society have chosen to put our own children at risk of gun violence. Mm. And there are Republicans who claim we're powerless because there's evil in the world. And my view is, if you're too powerless to protect children from mass murder, then you have no business being in Congress.
Yes.
Like, what are you...
Yes. That's why I voted for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, if you voted for me without being in my district, that's voter fraud. So I want to.
No, that's why I campaigned for you.
I appreciate that.
I didn't vote twice.
I appreciate that.
I tried, but I couldn't.
Although your endorsement is an illegal contribution, and we just had a former president indicted
no,
for that.
No, I didn't contribute. I stomped for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's why you're my new NBC show, the docuseries that I'm doing at Leguizamo does America. You're in my third episode.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richie. That was a blast,
Thank
man. Thank you for coming
you.
On.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What up, world? This is Gold Mines with me, Kevin Hart. Guys, and on Gold Mines, we get inside the minds of amazing artists, journalists, entrepreneurs, and multi-hyphenates. Every week, guys, we get the stories, the authentic conversations, the gems that guided our guests through their path to success. Listen to Gold Mines every week on SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.